What do we have on tap today? I turn it over to you.
Thank you so much. It was originally going to be Stevie Wonder. Right? That was right. That was my original thing. Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Weed's a hell of a truck. So what I did instead was, because I noticed that I believe that the sound is giving away tickets for a Van Halen performance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Van Halen is a much maligned band. People really don't understand how insanely good Van Halen but the original lineup is incendiary. So what I thought I would do is that we would actually have an education about how insanely good Van Halen is, because people just listen to him and like, ah, it's Van Halen. How hard could that be? It's incredibly difficult to be Van Halen. So I picked a very specific song because the drums on this one are maniacal. So we'll start with the song because you'll recognize it.
Oh, yeah.
Double pedal.
Double bass drum. It's got the Shaq sauce. You can hear it. You can hear it all over the place. So good.
And before you jump into this, Christian, I wanted to ask a question. Is Alex Van Halen heralded as one of the greats or not so much?
No. That's what's really sad about it. I think Eddie is, but not really understood. You know, as the context of Eddie Van Halen has sort of slipped into the rear view.
Got it.
Amazing group. And we'll just let it go enough for Dave to do his business.
Oh, wow, man. That's it. Wait a second, man.
All right, so we're all familiar with Hot for Teacher from the 1984 record. You have to remember, when 1984 comes out, nobody's really heard about these guys since they, you know, have been on the radio with a couple covers. And, you know, they're known as a guitar band, and then they show up and Jump has keyboards all over it, and everyone goes, all right, this isn't happening on my watch. And then they do this, and it goes crazy. So let's listen to one of the least appreciated drummers, I think, in rock and roll, which would be Alex Van Halen.
Like a big band swing.
Yeah, it's some Gene Krupa business going on here.
That's easy to do,
bass,
right?
He's doing a gallop. It's not dugga 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 dugga, which fits when you hear it in the rest of the song now perfectly. And with a, here he goes. Ride cymbal action. You can hear the Eddie in his headphones.
Wow.
And he just keeps it up for the entire song, by the way.
So Eddie recorded the guitar first and then the drums?
And then he goes back and plays over the top of it. Because that would be the best way to do it, right? He might have done a scratch track at the beginning and then gone back and replayed it because he's in support. That's the crazy thing about when you break this song down is you realize how much support there is between the two brothers.
Right. Mm.
So then we've got Michael on bass, and, you know, I mean, it's Michael. You know, he's a workman. He knows his job, and he doesn't, there's no reason to show up and get flashy about it. So he just holds down some bottom end, as we would say in England. I mean, it's great, though.
Some big bottom.
Big bottom. Here we go.
Well, then let me continue the theme. In the world of bass playing, is Michael Anthony respected?
No, not at all. I think he's more respected as a valet Parker than he is. He's like, it's terrible, because he's really great.
His tenor, though, his voice, when it lays in underneath David Lee Roth.
Harmonies are insane.
Then, it was really, really good.
Nice slide up. mean,
not reinventing the.
No. He's no James Jameson. I think he's playing it with a bottle of Jameson, actually, the entire time.
And you know, Michael Anthony's probably driving to work, and he's going, oh, why did they pick this song? There's so many others I'm great
like,
on.
Come on, man. That's the one I phoned that in. Everybody knew that day. So there you go. That's the that's Michael Anthony on bass. Of course, he's been replaced in the band by Eddie's own kid.
Yeah, Wolf, he joined the band
Wolfgang.
At age seven.
Yeah.
Age seven.
Yeah. So that's now this is when we really... This is the man, of course. So Alex Van Halen is brothers with Eddie, and you know the great stories of Eddie Van Halen when they were, you know, like 19 years old and they were playing the Whiskey every Friday or whatever. If you don't know this, Eddie invented the finger tap, which is now everywhere in guitar world, right? Like that thing.
But so synonymous with Van Halen.
The squiggly do thing is either Yngwie Malmsteen or it's going to be Eddie Van Halen. But Eddie invents it, basically. Even though Yngwie says he
and
did.
Squiggly do is not the same as doodly doodly.
No,
I want people
it's
to know
two completely different things.
Different disciplines.
I'm so glad you clarified.
Let's try not to get too technical here, people. Okay, it's still early. All right, so. So when Eddie is playing at 19 years old, all of the guitar heroes in LA are showing up to the Van Halen shows because they hear about this kid who's doing this thing that nobody understands what he's doing. And when he plays at the Whiskey and any other place, but the Whiskey is the sort of the famous ones, he turns his back on the crowd and he takes the guitar and he makes it go up his entire body so he can hide the neck of the guitar behind his own face and body and does the finger tap so nobody can see what he's doing so nobody can rip him off.
Wow.
And this is like a high school student. Who's Whoa. Doing this? Like, that's how serious. And that's why, you know, it's a bummer that Van Halen have sort of become a bit of a, you know, like, what? Because they really, I mean, metal changes with this kid from Pasadena.
I think he's one of the last, you know, along with Stevie Ray Vaughan and maybe Tom Morello, one of the last people to come along and really change the electric guitar.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom Morello is probably the last one that will.
I don't know
if we'll see somebody because he, you know, takes the turntable and turns it into a guitar, basically.
Yeah.
So let's listen to Eddie Van Halen's track, and I listened really hard to this, and I'm trying to hear a punch, and I can't, so I'm terrified that this might actually have been one take. This is some real blues right here. Leon Redbone. Right?
And he's switching back and forth on his rig from treble to lead.
It's so precise.
I love that the drums lock into Eddie Van Halen's playing as a scratch track versus the other way around. That's outrageous.
And Christian... Is Eddie as good as he once was, or is he better than he was today?
That's a tough question because I think that, you know, it's like one of the things that happens as you get older and your dexterity slows down. I think that he's peaking at this point, I would think. And creativity. This is insane. The hammer on. So precise.
And it's exactly the same every time.
Yeah, every time. And it's tape, so this is pre-Pro Tools, so he's playing this. And that's why I'm saying it's hard to imagine that he'd actually...
Thank you.
So here's the thing, right? So before we get to the madman on vocals, that's it for the tracks of this song. So I haven't just isolated only three instruments and then there's a, you know, four other tracks of guitar section. And a horn section and the strings. That's all that Hot for Teacher is.
Wow.
It is that guitar track, which I believe it sounds like one. If he's doubling it, he's not a human being. And I want to talk to him about what planet he came from.
Yeah.
So that's it. You got drums. This is a classic rock trio at that point.
And the tone that he gets out of the guitar.
Well, it's insane.
He had what they call it the brown sound.
Yes.
Where he'd take a variac, which is it's like for your lights in your living room, in your dining room.
You're only bringing this up because of your Neil Young thing. So let's just get it out of the way now, shall we? Yeah. So the brown sound was invented by Neil. Segue to your little thing.
I was going to give props to Eddie Bennett.
It's totally fine.
It's like a dimmer you would have on your dining
room. Segue to your little thing.
Yeah.
It's a big dimmer, and yes. He would just turn it down. So instead of 110 volts going through his amp, it would be 90 or something like that.
And it gets grimy.
And it gets meaty, and you hear there's presence there that you wouldn't have ordinarily.
And Neil Young invented it. Here's this is, I mean, I can't imagine... This is before the problems start. Van Halen brothers were never known to be fun and games all the time, but they're clearly having a blast in the studio doing this stupid business at the beginning of the song.
Oh, wow, man. Wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher is going to look like this year? Whoa!
That's some echo, huh?
Teacher, stop that screaming! Teacher, don't you see? Don't want to be no uptown fool. Maybe I should go to hell, but then I'm doing well, and teacher needs to see me after school. I think of all the education that I missed, but then my homework was never quite like this. Oh, got it bad, got it bad. I'm hot for teacher. I've got it bad, so bad. I'm hot for teacher. What? Are you Friday or are you going? Hey, I heard you missed us.
Oh, it's playing it over again?
No, this is the next bit.
I brought my pencil. Give me something to write on, man.
Friday night. Okay.
Oh, I heard about your lessons, but lessons are so cool.
Like, think about how high he's singing right there. Like, you don't, and then you hear how he goes from there to his lower voice flawlessly. So you're not really, as you're absorbing the song, realizing that this man is doing acrobatics.
I mean, literal.
Yeah.
Jumping around.
And jumping around, yeah.
And dodging all the bottles they're knocking over.
Yeah.
Whoa, got it bad,
and underpants.
Got it bad, yeah. Got it bad.
And these harmonies.
I'm hot for teacher. I've got it bad, so bad. I'm hot for teacher.
The credit Michael Anthony doesn't get.
So tight. So now if you hear the whole thing back in together again. Oh, these guys.
I think the clock is slow.
I don't feel tardy.
That's my favorite line. I love that line. I don't feel tardy.
Class dismissed.
That's the cruel joke that David Lee Roth has played on himself, is that these notes are almost impossible for someone to hit in 1984.
Right.
And to try to do those today, of course you can't.
No, it's the Bono problem. You got to drop everything down in order to be able to do it as you get old. So now when you hear it all together, you realize that basically this massive wall of sound is built up of four elements. And all of the guitars are one guitar, basically. So now, you can hear how the bass drums are doing this gallop that's actually supporting the guitar line.
Wow.
He's punching through the riff.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine, Christian, that this comes from two brothers who spent their youth playing
just playing together. And that's, you know, that's the unique thing about these two guys, right? Is that you've got a not a bassist and a drummer. You've got a lead guitar player and a drummer who are, you know, the same genetically. So when they play, they're playing sort of telepathically, and they're connected in a way that you wouldn't be. So when they do this, this is a classic blues song played with double bass drums, and it holds together. You got four layers, and yeah, the song is huge.
It's really interesting that usually the rhythm section is the drum and
bass.
But this rhythm section is Eddie and his brother.
Yep.
And then Michael Anthony's keeping
up. Room. Yeah, just finding a place.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and say, because it's blasphemous to say that Michael and David Lee don't really matter, because that's not true. But the entire backbone of what you're sharing with us today, and what I think has always been what is Van Halen, is Eddie and Alex.
Yeah. Which is why they called the band Van Halen.
That's the whole point. That's the spine of all their music.
I mean, it's rip snorting. All right, so there you go. That's Van Halen. So I got a little bit of time. So, there's some people that might have, not been entertained by the Van Halen. So, just to blow some minds, I thought I'd bring this in. So I'm not even going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to let it do its business all over our ears. Shack sauce.
Shack sauce.
Pressure pushing down on me. Pressing down on you, no man has fall.
Are they sharing a mic?
Under pressure.
We share more than the mic.
That burns a building down, splits a family in two. Puts people on the streets. Mm-ba-ba-beb. Eat it up. That's okay. It's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out. Pray tomorrow gets me higher. Da-da-da-ba-ba. Okay.
It's amazing.
Chipping around, kick my brains around the floor. These are the days, it never ends, but it pours.
Just get a scat sing. Doesn't matter what.
It's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out. Tomorrow gets me high. Turned away from it all, like a blind man, sat on a fence, but it don't work. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn. Why?
That's insane.
Jesus.
That's crazy.
That's not auto-tune.
No. It's my favorite bridge of all time.
Insanity laughs under pressure, we're cracking. Can we give ourselves one more chance? Why can't we give love that one more chance? Why can't we give love, okay, give love, give love, give love, give love, give love, give love, give love?
Cause love's such an old-fashioned word. This is
under pressure. Under pressure.
Ding, 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 ding.
Pressure.
I've listened to that 9 million times. I just got goosebumps.
You know what I want to say? Stop. Collaborate and listen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You would.
That is unbelievable.
That's amazing.
That one has been sort of circulating around online for a while, and every time you hear it, it's like you're hearing it for the first time.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
That note. There's no auto-tune in 1979, 80, so whenever this was. Oh, my gosh.
And even if there was, he wouldn't have done it.
Right.
He'd have just done it 50 times till he got it right.
Right.
Yeah.
Christian, as always, you knock it out of the park. And for anybody who wants to contact you, how do they do that?
You can find me on Instagram at King Trut. You can also befriend me on Facebook, Christian James Hand. There's all comers welcome. I don't discriminate.
We'll see you in 2 weeks then.
Yes. And, maybe next time I'll do Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. I will.